Christian Crusaders welcomes you to our weekly radio ministry on the second Sunday in Advent. Our service today will be conducted by the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Information on how to order tapes or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Since September 11th, there has been an extra amount of discussion on religion. And one of the main topics has been, what makes Christ unique in comparison with other religious leaders? We're going to discuss that in the sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, as we continue on in this Advent season, we pray that the Holy Spirit may prepare our hearts for the coming of the Christ child. Grant, O God, we may understand our need for him, that we may take seriously the words of John the Baptist, repent, for the kingdom is nigh at hand. Lord, be with us and speak to us this day throughout your word as we pray for all those who listen on this radio program. This we ask in Christ's name and for his sake. Amen. Hear God's word as it is recorded in the third chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, beginning with verse 1. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the desert of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near." This is he who was spoken of through the prophet Isaiah, a voice of one calling in the desert, Prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight paths for him. John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locust and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of Jordan. They confessed their sins, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan. But when John saw many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming to where he was baptizing, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not think you say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every knee that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptized you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor, gathering his wheat into the barn and burning up the chaff with unquenchable fire." The Gospel for this second Sunday in Advent. Friends in Christ, society is forcing us in the church to answer the question, who is Jesus Christ? That might have been in the preacher's imagination 1 year ago, when much of society as a whole did not very much care about who Jesus was or what he had come for. Ministers could have prepared their sermons on this question, and they could have preached them to older folks who already knew who he was, but simply wanted to be affirmed in their conviction. But since September 11th, there has been an extra amount of discussion on religion, and one of the main topics has been, what makes Jesus Christ unique in comparison to other religious leaders? Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about to show you that this is a national topic. Larry King Alive, some time ago, he had gathered together people of different faiths. They were discussing what religion's contribution could be as far as the world's chaotic condition was concerned. There were people there who had great things to say, and we certainly as Christians agreed with much of what was said. But finally, the discussion got a bit heated when one of the men on the panel said, "You know, we want to cooperate. We want to respect. We want each one to have a right to worship according to the dictates of his own conscience. But as Christians, we differ on Jesus Christ." Now the discussion really got serious, because the speaker went on to say that Jesus Christ is God, the Son of God, the Savior of the world, and the only one who grants us salvation. This caused at least one person, if not two, to get off their chairs and say, "This is what causes us to have difficulty in the religious world." Our text today presents the Christian's answer to that question: who is Jesus? You may not agree, you may disagree, but at least you know from the Bible's teaching who Jesus Christ is. And that is a part of our Advent season message as we are being prepared to celebrate Christmas. We meet today in our text that man by the name of John the Baptist. He was in the desert of Judea preaching and baptizing people. They flocked to him from all over the area, and John was happy to meet them. He wanted them to know that their religion had been way too ritualistic, and it did not have enough practical meaning. John the Baptist was a prophet. Faithful Jews had longed for another prophetic message. It had been about 400 years since they had had a new prophet on the scene, and they were wondering what was really happening as far as God's message to his people was concerned. This man came to preach a message of repentance. It's rather hard language that he uses. Let me once again quote from John's sermon. He said to the Sadducees and the Pharisees who came along, "You brood of vipers." That's kind of a harsh greeting, isn't it? "Who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance." In other words, it was a hard message that was seeking to drive people to their knees, that they might see how badly they not only needed a prophet and a teacher, but they needed a Savior who would grant them the forgiveness of their sins. William Barclay, the commentator on this part of God's Word, says, "There is a place in the Christian message for warning and denunciation. Diogenes said, 'The truth is like the light to sore eyes. He who never offended anyone never did any good.'" Barclay goes on to say, quote, "It may be that there have been times when the church was too careful not to offend. There comes occasions when the time for smooth politeness has gone and the time for blunt rebuke has come." Well, that's what John the Baptist said. It is when you are confronted with your sins, you begin to understand what is happening as far as God's relationship with people is concerned. The Savior is coming, and you need a Savior badly. So John the Baptist tells them about the Lord Jesus. Now the question was raised, who then is Jesus? That's the same question that is being asked today. And John the Baptist talks about this babe of the manger in Bethlehem, who lived on this earth only 33 years, most of that in the little town of Nazareth as a carpenter. But that man who came then to do his mission, to die on a cross, and finally to be raised on the third day as a resurrected and now ascended but yet coming Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is not just a prophet, but he is a God incarnate. Now that is important, friend. Jesus Christ is not just a prophet. If you wanted to reduce him to a prophet, then everybody could say, that's fine. Now we have another prophet, let's listen to what he has to say. Even the agnostic could listen to that and find from Jesus' teaching some mighty fine morals that would do us well in our society. But the Bible goes on to say that he is a God incarnate. John contrasts Jesus with himself. He says, for example, in verse 11, I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me comes one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. In other words, I am the forerunner. I am the person who is preparing the way for the Lord. I am the one who can talk to you and teach you, but when Jesus Christ comes, he will bring you into a living relationship with God, and his baptism will be that of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is not just a prophet. He is God. And our Lord Jesus Christ went on to say that himself, I am God. It is he who has said, I and the Father are one. He who has seen me has seen the Father. The Apostle John, writing in the Gospel, said, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then he goes on down in that 13th verse and says, The Word became flesh, and he dwelt among us. In other words, do you want to know who Jesus is? And why sometimes it is difficult for us in the Christian faith to go on and say, well, one religion is as good as another, and one religious leader is equal to the other? It is because none other than the Holy Scriptures and Jesus Christ himself has said, I am God. Jesus is the one who came to extend the kingdom of God. Prior to Jesus coming, the kingdom of God was limited to Israel. But when Jesus Christ came, he offered salvation to the entire world. The Jews were talking about being children of Abraham. And John the Baptist goes on to say, I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. He was saying to them, I am a transitional prophet. I am moving you from a very limited kingdom, which is identified with a particular people, and offering salvation in Jesus Christ to the entire world. And so we read then after Jesus, For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. There are two parts to that verse. The first part is that God gave his Son, and when Jesus Christ comes, he comes as the Son of God. Then he goes on to say in a second part, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Our salvation is in Jesus Christ alone, and that is offered to the entire world. It matters not who. God loves them equally. But those who receive Jesus Christ are the recipients of that salvation. Now, are there questions here? Of course there are. And in next Sunday's sermon, I'm going to talk about the questions. We'll never have them all answered until we get to heaven. And I don't believe it is for us to go out and begin to condemn this person and that person and say who's going to spend eternity in heaven and who's going to spend it in hell. We know what the scriptures have told us. We know that every person who dies trusting in Jesus Christ is going to spend eternity in heaven, and he can walk with that assurance. Those who have never heard, all the other questions that go along with it, I think we can thank God that is not for us as humans to deal with. We are simply to be faithful to the proclamation that in Jesus Christ, according to the Word of God, we alone have salvation. That is the message, and that is the answer as far as the church is concerned to the world who is wondering, really, who is this Jesus? Now, following September 11th, there was a prayer service at the National Cathedral. I'm sure that many of you to whom I speak today on the radio watched that on television. It had to be one of the great television programs of this year. Here, people of all religions were assembled. Here there were people from different religious faiths who were speaking. And the President of the United States was there and made his testimony very, very clear. In our fears and in our anxieties on that particular day, our emotions were running high. The President had spoken so eloquently. Many of these religious leaders touched our very hearts. And then came the world evangelist, Billy Graham himself. Dr. Graham goes on to say the need of our oneness as human beings, our need to help one another, our need to reach out and to accept one another as fellow Americans or fellow citizens of this world. But then finally, Billy Graham said this, "Now I speak to you as a Christian. I point you back to Jesus Christ, who is our only source of comfort and hope." There it is, friend. And that's where sometimes we get in trouble. Because we live as a society who is asking that question, who is Jesus? And there are many in that society who want us to say and condemn us if we don't, that Jesus is just another prophet, just one way home to God. The Bible hasn't taught us that. And so as Christians, we cannot let society form our opinion if we're truly followers of the Lord Jesus. If you are a Christian, you remain faithful to this Lord. He is the one who will never fail you. He is the one who will never, never forsake you. Come to him. Again, if you want the answer, who is Jesus? He is God, who came to this earth as a God incarnate, walked among us in the form of a human being, suffered, died, rose, ascended into heaven, now lives with the Father, but with the promise, one day I will come again. That is the Christian's answer to society's question, based on the teachings of the eternal Word of God. Amen.
Thank you.
Father, we pray that in this Advent season, the Church of Jesus Christ, collectively and as individuals, will speak the words of love to a world who needs to hear. Jesus Christ is God. Jesus Christ loves you, and Jesus Christ wants to receive you into his kingdom, that there you may do his will and walk with him while you are on this earth, and then in eternity you may live with him forever. As we come closer to that day when once more we will celebrate God's coming to this earth, grant, O Lord, that our hearts may be prepared to receive that Savior, for then we will know how much we need not just another prophet, but a Redeemer. It's in his name we pray. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray that the music and message presented today brings peace and joy into your life during this busy Advent season. We welcome any first-time listeners to our program and pray that you have been fed spiritually. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by our faithful listening family. As the year comes to a close, we remind you that your gift to our ministry is tax deductible. We ask for your prayers as well as your financial support. Please pray that the gospel message will reach those who most need to hear these words of comfort and peace. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Reverend Larson's sermons can be read or printed. Complete recordings of the latest programs can also be heard at your convenience. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 39 years.